Hello guys, well now I'm in Chiang Mai, and Chiang Mai certainly has a nice vibe about it. Has plenty of markets, plenty of food stalls, plenty of restaurants, and quite a few bars to go round too. And as I said, I hooked up with this English guy that was looking to be a teacher there, an English teacher. And I wasn't looking around just yet, I wanted to see Chiang Mai. Anyway, so we went to a couple of bars together. And these bars actually looked like bars. So we went into this one bar and sat down, and two girls came over. Certainly not dressed the way Pattaya Fem ones were. These were quite classy dressed. Asked us if we'd like a drink. We said yes, told them what we wanted, and they went and got it for us. Then they brought it to us. But the funny thing is, they didn't go away. They kind of stood beside us. I carried on talking to my friend, but my friend kind of had a shine to one of the femme ones there, and started striking up a conversation, and their English was pretty good. So the femme one that was next to me, she was okay, nothing special. Well, I chatted to her for a little bit, and then I thought we'd go to another bar, but my friend wanted to stay, because, as I said, he kind of liked one of them pretty much. Anyway, we stayed for a couple of drinks, and then I sort of insisted that we go somewhere else. But the next night, he wanted to go there first, to see if his girl was there. And she was, and so was the other one. And they came over again when we sat down. But this time they actually sat down beside us. And my one did start talking quite a bit. We got on pretty well, actually. And we decided, all of us, to go to some other bars. So we did. And we had a pretty good damn night. And as we were pretty damn drunk by then, we all just said goodnight and went our separate ways. And then a couple of days later, I kind of accidentally bumped into this English guy again. And he asked me that he wanted to see that special girl again, you know, the one he liked. But she'd only go with him if I came along and the other girl was there. And I said, ah, well, why not? So we went into this bar. They were there. We started having a few drinks, a chat. And we had a damn good evening. We went to loads of bars, got drunk again. But this time, the femme one came back to my hotel. Well, one thing led to another, you know. Then I woke up at about 8 o'clock in the morning, but she'd already gone. Anyway, about 3 nights later, me and this English guy were out again together, and we kind of bumped into them in a bar. But thinking back on it, I don't know whether we bumped into them or not, or they were actually just following us. Anyway, we all got together again, and we bought him a drink. And I thought maybe I should just do the right thing. So I bought my one a drink, and then I handed her about 600 baht. And she said, what's that for? I said, well, you know, for the other night. She lambasted me one fair across the face. You could hear it all the way through the bar, and it stopped everybody talking, and they all looked over. She took the money and threw it in the air, yelled something or other, and then stormed out the bar. Now, I'm not stupid. I picked the money up. So then I told my friend what happened and everything, and his girlfriend said to him, we're not bar girls. I mean, Jesus, how was I supposed to know? Anyway, about after 3/4 of an hour, this girl came back into the bar, went and sat down by her friend, but wouldn't look at me at all. But after a while, she started talking to me, and I explained to her that how was I supposed to know. Anyway, she finally put her arm around me and gave me a kiss, and the whole bar kind of applauded. I guess they were watching. And that was the femme that I actually went with for actually 4.5 years. We were together mostly every day, lived together. It was probably one of the best relationships I've had in my life. It had respect, it had affection. She was feminine and I was masculine. But later on in the relationship, she kept on talking about marriage. She said her family would expect a dowry, and she said that she'd pay for the dowry. But I'm not into marriage, especially in a foreign land. Anyway, I found a job in Chiang Mai as teaching English. It was for a private school. The pay was better. The hours were better. We stayed at a very good hotel, which had karaoke bars underneath, all soundproofed. You could go down there and just rent a room for 100 baht an hour and sing your heart's content and drink beer and stagger back to your room. This Thai femon I was with didn't smoke, didn't drink really. And that's kind of generally your typical Thai femon. Every time I got some money together, I used to just take off. With the femon, of course. We went to Isan, northeast. Cha Am, which is basically the opposite side of Pattaya on the bay, and that's made for Thai holidays. So you don't get too many Phalang there. Went to Trat, which is an island, way down on the right. Hardly anybody there. It was lovely. Went to the city in the clouds. Well, a hotel in the clouds. You drive your motorbike through the clouds until you come to the top of them, and you look down on them. And there's a hotel of you up there. Very beautiful. Even went to see the Karen people, which is on the border there. Then I'd go back to Chiang Mai with this Femon, and I'd work some more till I get enough money. Then I took off again, and that's how it went. And I would say I was probably the most relaxed I've ever been in my life. It was kind of like living a dream, and I was just wondering when I was going to goddamn wake up. Anyway, after me and this Femon kind of finished, everything comes to an end, doesn't it? I stayed in Thailand, of course. I had a few more relationships, not as long as that one. And then after about, like I say, maybe I think it might be 11 years, I kind of thought to myself, what the hell am I doing? I've only got a little bit of money, and I should start thinking for the future, as I'm not getting any younger. And there wasn't too many places in Thailand I hadn't seen. Of course, thinking back on it, because I haven't got hardly much more money now than I did then. There was loads of other experiences I had there, but I'll save them maybe for some other time. If anybody's thinking of going to Thailand, just do it. I'll probably be talking about the Thailand trip until I die, which may not be far away. But if you go to Thailand and you meet a Thai Femon and you like her a lot, never bring her back to your country. She's only special because she's in Thailand. Any questions you'd like to ask me, guys, I might have the information for you. If it's about Thailand, that is. Swari Krap.